isn't it daft, that whole language thing? I've never really understood comedy very well. You know, the humour and... I don't know what the fuck does it. I don't care. I'm just delighted to be here when it shows up. But you know, I've always... It's the way you can laugh at horrible things and awful things. Now, the politically correct fucking mob, they've screwed it for everybody. You know, because you feel embarrassed. Like when I start going, he's making a fool of the table. No, I'm fucking not. I'm telling a joke. Shut the fuck up. Get a life. You know. And they've screwed it for everybody. I was looking at a thing the other day. If you have trouble, it was the thing to ask your wait person. It's a fucking waiter. It's not a wait person. Ask your wait person. What's that, wanker? Wait person. You've got fucking... These bastards are in control. They're the beigeists, the beigeists. They're all fucking beigeists. And that's why you've got fucking person hole covers in the street. Fuck you. It's a manhole cover. Fuck off. And take your rotten, shitty language with you. And if you want to be called Mzz, ask some other fucker, because I'm not doing it. Now, I was in Belfast. This is a great example of beigeism. Some fucking idiot in a cardigan in an office with a memo pad. Right? I'm in Belfast, 5 o'clock in the morning. What the fuck? I woke up, I thought, Christ, the place is on fire. I look up at my smoke alarm, nothing wrong with it, just blinking happily, merrily. No smoke. Look out the door, nobody running naked, going off their head. Unfortunately. Check. In this way, I'll help you. The doctor says I have to do this. Now, I checked the alarm beside my bed to see if some fucking sales reps left it on at 5 in the fucking morning. No. Nope. Look out the window, there's a truck reversing up the lane behind the hotel. There's a beige decision if ever I saw one. Some little numpty.
That's reversing. Dangerous. Should make a funny noise.
Now you know as well as I do. 5 o'clock in the morning in lanes behind hotels, thronged with children, thronged with them, thronged, especially we blind ones who can't see trucks fucking coming. But it's only right that we should go ooh, 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 so they can hear us. The same fucking truck doing 70 miles an hour going forward, not a cheap out the fucking thing. I'm sure they kill many more people when they're going forward. Beigeist bastards. And they're controlling the world. They can control. They're at the fucking controls. Make no mistake about that. You sing to your children, oh, the big fire engine goes ding-a-ling-a-ling. No, it fucking doesn't. It used to. Now it goes, Nina, Nina, Nina. Were you consulted about that? I certainly wasn't. I don't remember the memo. We're thinking of changing that wonderful ding-a-ling-a-ling to a fucking nerve-jangling, Nina. How do you feel about that? Not one fucking note did I receive. We're never consulted in anything. The word ambulance is written in ambulance backwards now. I don't fucking need that. I can recognise an ambulance. I'm not fucking stupid. Don't need the fucking thing in reverse to recognise it. Thank you very much. Fuck you. If you think it's a good idea to change them, try the song again. Oh, the big fire engine goes, Nina, Nina. See how your fucking child died. Fuckers.
is not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
You got champagne taste and beer pockets, my friend. You got time to take, but no time to give again. He pulled his guns, but I pulled mine first again. Got off a drunken shot, but the summer's in his eyes. And I shot him right there and sealed his demise. Well, you know, you can take the easy way out, but just stay away from me, 'cause I really don't need this now. They say a man who is scared is a man to be feared. Don't close those eyes, don't you block those ears again. For the thief in you will disagree. You can go your way, there ain't nothing to see again. Well, you know, you can take the easy way out, but just stay away from me, 'cause I really don't need is now. I'll steal you a horse, we can ride out with. Where the sound blows warm, you can take a clean breath. But reality sets in, and I got shot through the chest by a Shaolin Buddha, Indian priest. So there I am, and that damn priest starts reading our vows. So I grabbed my pistols and I shot him in the eyes. He died with no sight, and I died with a smile. Well, you know, you can take the easy way out, but just stay away from me, 'cause I really don't need this now. Well, you know, you can take the easy way out, but just stay away from me, 'cause I really don't need this now.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Don Martin, an easy way out. You're listening to Liam Burke on The Liam Burke Show, and if you listen closely, and if you know Rory Gallagher's stuff, you will hear Rory's influence in that song as well. A little bit of Out in the Western Plain kind of roll, but it just shows you there's not that many chords in on guitar, and you can actually hear it in that. It is Don Martin's Easy Way Out. Check it out on YouTube. How you doing? I'm Liam Burke, and I am here for another week. A little bit late last week with the show, but I'm back, and here we are again for another week. And I've got a couple of tracks now that should please some. It is a little bit of a 60s/70s selection, and here is The Doors with Take It As It Comes.
Move and must you move and must you move.
get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it sings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be.
There you go, the Monkees and Daydream Believer. When records were only 2 or 3 minutes long, I know some people are probably looking at the podcast and are listening to the podcast and saying, what is a record? Well, they're supposed they're making a big comeback now again, and I've got my selection of them at the minute and I'm really enjoying them. So I suppose, they were only 2 or 3 minutes. There's three songs, The Doors, CCR and The Monkees, and all in under around 7 minutes. Or no, it would be 7 or 8 minutes for three songs, which is very rarely heard of nowadays, because you've normally got them from about 5 minutes on, so much more. Anyway, you listen to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show, and I do hope you can stick around for the rest of the show. Lots more coming up, like this one from a young Wendy James, when I used to listen back in the 80s. She still looks well. I was Googling to see what she looks like today, and she does still look well for her age. She's in her 50s. I think 50s or early 60s. Anyway, here is Wendy James with Transvision Vamp and I Want Your Love.
Your money.
right now. Transvision Vamp, and I Want Your Love. Go check her out on Google now at the minute. It is fantastic just to see her. Just as she is now, and she looks very similar. Now, time for more music, and this time around, 10 years after, with Choo Choo Mama. Yeah, there you go, 10 years after Choo Choo Mama, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the acts at Rory Gallagher Festival this year, as I seen them a couple of years ago, obviously not with the full band, but they were phenomenal, really were phenomenal, so just check them out, they are really, really good. Anyway, Spotify is a great place to go with them in. Now it's time for more comedy, and this time around, what have I got for you? Oh yeah, remember last week I gave you Cole Elliott. And he was doing Brighton. I have to look at my notes now because I can't remember. It's where's it gone here? Oh yeah, it's Brighton Backpack. You remember the gay guy? Yeah, well, this is actually him in his normal guise. And it is Cole Elliott with I Won't Be Doing That Tonight.
Do the gig about the two Irishmen down the beach. Paddy said, look at that dead seagull. Fucking where?
Why are we doing that one?
Why are we doing one about the Irishman who came to Australia? He'd been here 3 weeks. He went broke. He decided to rob a bank, but he knew his accent would give him away. So he practiced three lines with the Australian accent. Bought himself a balaclava and a shotgun, walked into the bank. Is you get your hands up, fill the bag full of money, or I'll blow your friggin' head off. He said, you're Irish.
He said, how the fuck did you know that?
He said, you saw the wrong end of your shotgun off, you fucking idiot. Might be doing that one again. I won't be doing anything, Julie, I don't do anything now that's even slightly... you know, sexist, because if I talk sex to you, it could be misconstrued as harassment. If Sheila talks sex to me, it's about $4 a minute at the moment. Plus motel charges, you know. I can talk about my marriage, I can't talk about yours. You know, I mean, I'm very lucky I married Miss Wright, as I told you. I didn't know her first name was always, yes. I remember when I first met her, I said, am I the first? And there was silence. I said, I'm still waiting. She said, I'm still counting. I can't even tell you the one about the Sheila that picked the bloke up at the golf club, took him home, jumped on his bones. He got out of bed. She said, where are you going? He said, I've done the deed. Now I'm going to have a cigarette and a drink. She said, if you were Greg Norman, you'd do it again. Jumped in, got another one in. I fell out of bed. She said, where are you going now? So I've done two. Drinking a cigarette. She said, if you were Greg Norman, you'd do it again. Fell out of bed the third time. I said, where are you going now? I said, I'm going to ring up Greg Norman. She said, what for? He said, I want to find out what the path of this hole is. Won't be doing that one. Can't even tell you the one about the Sheila. Booked herself into hospital to have an appendectomy. She's laying in bed and the head nurse comes in. She said, hello, darling. She said, are you the lady for the appendectomy? She said, yes, that's right. She said, well, I'm the head nurse. And she said, I'm here to prepare you for the operation. She said, I'm quite prepared. She said, no, darling, you don't understand. She said, I'm the head nurse. I'm here to prepare you. When I say prepare, I've got the shaving mug, the brush and the razor. We've got to give you a little short back and sides down there. She said, if you touch one bloody hair, I'll sue this hospital. Now piss off, you old cow. Well, the nurse got flustered, went around the corner and told the doctor, said, don't worry about it, nurse. It's patient nerves. I'll put her under anaesthetic. We'll give her a quick Mohican. She won't know the difference. She said, but doctor, she said she'd sue. Don't worry about it, nurse. They put her under anaesthetic. She woke up out of the operation, went down for a scratch. Whoa! Straight down to a solicitor. She said, I want to sue that bloody hospital. I told them they touched one hair. He said, darling, you can't sue. Part of the operation happened. They've got to show. She said, I want to sue. He said, all right. Give me a particular. He said, what's your name? He said, Smith. He said, what do you do for a living? She said, I'm a prostitute. He said, well, sue the bastards and we'll win. She said, what will you get them on? He said, destroying the roof off your workshop. Won't be doing that one again. Won't be doing the one about the Tasmanian lumberjack. Been up in the tall pines there, chopping wood down, chopping the big trees down. Got a bit randy, looking for knot holes in the trees. Been up there a month. Said to his mate, what do you do for a bit of crumpet? He said, mate, you go down and see the foreman of the base camp. He said, mate, he said, what do you do for a bit of crumpet? I've been up there for a month. He said, well, mate, he said, you come to the right place because out the back we've got a Chinaman. What? He said, we've got a Chinaman out the back. He said, I'll piss off a wooden like that. Come back a month later. He said, you got that Chinaman out the back? He said, I thought you said you wouldn't like that. He said, well, I don't want no one to know. He said, no one will know, only the five of us. He said, five? He said, yeah. He said, you, me, the Chinaman, and the two blokes holding him, because he don't fucking like it either. I won't be able to take the piss out of the coppers anymore. I've been taking the piss out of the coppers for too long. I can tell you about the shit that happened to me. Like last Christmas, we were driving through Woolloomooloo in Sydney, and we got a 4-metre truck with all the equipment, got a 4 metre truck, and we found a 3.5 metre bridge. And the cop goes, "Oh,
hello, dickhead."
He said, "Stuck, are we?" I said, "No, we're delivering the bridge." He said, "Get out of the truck." I said, "I'm too pissed, you get in." He said, "What gear were you in?" I said, "T-shirts, jeans, had a little hat on." He said, "What are you?" He said, "Give me a look at your license." He said, "You're supposed to be wearing glasses." I said, I've got contacts." "You don't give a shit who you know, get out of the frigging truck." He said, "Your tail light's out and I'm going to fine you." I said, "You're going to fine me?" "So I'm going to fine you." I said, "Fair enough." So I went and hid. 20 minutes later, he found me. I said, "Okay, your turn to hide." "So what are you talking about? I said, you said you're going to fine me now. You found me, it's your turn to hide." "He's not going to charge you for the taillight." I said, "Just because you couldn't find me." 7 hours down the cop shop, and I was looking around the walls and I saw all these photos. I said, "The cop, what are all the photos for?" He said, "They're criminals wanted by the police." I said, "Why didn't you keep them when you took their photos?" I said, "You'd have to be an arse 3 days before Christmas booking a bloke." He said, "Show me one thing in your truck that relates to Christmas and I'll let you off." And I dived under the seat, I found a pair of knickers. I said, "There you go, copper." He said, "What have they got to do with Christmas?" I said, "They're carols."
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
You're damn right.
Yeah, there you go, Don Henley and the Boys of Summer. And I remember many, many moons ago, and I probably said it about 3 million times at this stage, that, yes, I remember sitting on a Sunday afternoon watching MTUSA in the 80s. This is long before you had all the stations that you have now at the minute with the music, which you're kind of spoiled with. But we had it on an RT station here, Network 2, or RT2 as they used to call it at the time, with a fella called Vincent Handley, and he played, he used to come from New York City every week, or more or less. It was in New York or Chicago, I can't remember which. But anyway, he used to play that song on a regular basis, and it'll always remind me of MTUSA on with Vincent Handley. He's since passed. He had, I think he was diagnosed with AIDS, and passed on since then. But yes, absolutely cracking. I remember you sit watching every week, as everyone did, and that song was on replay nearly every week, or more or less every week. Fantastic. Don Henley, The Boys of Summer. And as it's heading that way at the minute, we're heading to summer direction. I know it's still only February, but we're heading that way, which is always a good thing. Anyway, here's Mountain with Nantucket Sleigh Ride. Yeah, there you go, Mountain and Nantucket Sleigh Ride. Now, I want to play this next song for all of you beautiful people out there in podcast land who listen week after week. And even if you don't listen the whole way and you listen to some of it, this is something for you. It's the Romantics and What I Like About You Lot. There you go, the Romantics, and What I Like About You, and I'm back in vocals. Yeah. It's time for me to finish off this week's show with a classic tune, from the album Black Rose, and is of course Róisín Dubh or Black Rose, if you want to go that route. Till next week, I'm going to sign off, and I'll see you all very soon. Stay safe, mind yourself, and come back y'all very soon. Here is Shut Up, Leave, and Just Play the Thing. Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show. Here is Thin Lizzy with Black Rose. Adios.